naked shamanism. Welcome to With Insights Radio. I'm your host, Iggy Garcia. I will take you on a journey across the universe through shamanism, metaphysical, and holistic. So sit back and relax and enjoy the show.
Howdy, howdy, everybody. How's it going? Iggy here. Just wanted to touch base with you and see how everybody's doing. Checking in. I'm doing okay. Life has been kind of interesting. My daughter's back here in the United States, and we're kind of hanging out and just kind of doing family things right now. Hanging out with my grandkids. They're getting big. They grow up pretty quick. So, basically that's where we're at. Prayers for her. She's going to go through a battery of tests for her cyst that she has on her brain, or in her brain. I'm not sure exactly where. That's why she's back from South Korea, and they're getting ready to head back to Virginia Beach here sometime next week, so they can get settled in and get back into their flow, and Jake can be back in the Navy, and Markel could do the things that she needs to do. So I wanted to say hi, and I wanted to say how everybody's doing. Doing pretty good, myself personally. I have some moments, challenges and things that I have to work through just like everybody else. I'm not immune to it, and that's kind of how life is. But I wanted to talk a little bit today about I've fallen and I can't get up. So most of us have fallen. Most of us have gone down that path where we've been knocked on our butt, been kind of put in our place. And basically what I'm saying is it's okay to fall. It's okay to get knocked down, because every time you get knocked down, every time you get up, it's another time of learning, another time of success, another time for you to say, hey, you know what's the lesson here? What's going on? It doesn't feel good to fall sometimes. It doesn't feel good to lose or feel unsuccessful. But I tell you, even in the winning we learn, but we really truly learn a lot about ourselves, our personal selves, when we're down deep in the muck, down in the roots of, of our own creation, our own beliefs, and the things that we allow other people to influence upon us. No one can really make us do anything or behave a certain way or act a certain way, but they sure can help and influence our behavior and how we respond or react to that. And that happens a lot to us. That's kind of where we all fall victim and fall prey to, because we're human beings. We're flawed. We're designed to, end. We're designed to explore. We're designed to feel what we feel. Now, we're also designed to protect ourselves very fiercely and make sure that we're doing the things right. So it's okay to fall, guys. It's okay to be knocked down. I just recommend you get back up. It's not fun being down there all the time and just hanging out down in the mud. It's a little bit annoying and a little bit bothersome. So we fall down and we're on the ground. Okay, we have choices. And the choices are, we can get back up, or we can stay at, inside of our misery, stay inside of the feelings we are. It does suck at that time. It does feel terrible. Hi, Terry, how are you? It does feel terrible, and it does feel, like we've failed sometimes when we do fall down. But it's okay. It's okay to fail. How many times have anybody successful in business, successful in anything, has fallen, has failed, has not done well, has not done, something that wasn't, productive, something that just didn't pan out right? But remember, we have a bad habit as humans to log the count of how many times we've screwed up versus how many times we've actually done things right. We put a lot of emphasis on, the failures, which is okay, but, there are also, we should be grateful and have gratitude for the things that we actually have succeeded at. A lot of us have succeeded in many, many things. A lot of us have done well. A lot of us have done things that, other people don't even know that we've done. Remember your successes as much as you remember your failures. We just hyper, focus on things that, that drive us, Once we succeed, yeah, we feel good, blah, blah, blah. But, sometimes that failure and that feeling that we've lost and that feeling that we've not succeeded and we've not done well can also play a big role of havoc in our lives, all right? And we just got to keep moving forward. that keep that drive going, keep that spirit alive. You know, I don't know how many times I've fallen flat on my face or flat on my butt, like they say. And sometimes I just stayed there. And sometimes I just waddled in the poo. And, you know, I'm going, this doesn't feel good. But there was nobody who could pull me out. There was not one human being that could say one thing. They could encourage me, feel good, try to, you know, drive me to do well. But you know what it was? In the end, you get so tired of being where you're at, so tired of being in the crap, or that you have no other choice but to get up and to move forward out of it. You know? Because after a while, you get tired of smelling yourself. But after a while, you don't even smell yourself. But I guarantee you, everybody who's around you can smell you pretty good. And they can tell you pretty well that you're kind of like off track. And sometimes with the things that people say can motivate us. And some of those people say can actually, you know, really piss us off. People can say some things that, you know, drive us to get to the place we need to go. Or drive us to the place we shouldn't be going. But, you know, to fall, to fail, to, you know, log your failures versus your successes. You have success. Log your successes as much as you want to log your failures. But, you know, get knocked down, get back up, be strong. Because I guarantee you're going to get knocked down again. That's just part of the game. It's part of the nature. You know, get up. Do it. Get up, get down. Get up, get down. So, okay, you fell 8 times, okay? Get up 9. You know, that's like the old saying. Just keep going. I'm not telling you guys anything that you don't already know. I'm not telling you anything or creating any new aha to you. Maybe it's just a reminder to you to say, oh yeah, I just have to get back up. I just have to do it. And sometimes we don't want to get back up. Sometimes we just don't want to get back up. But when we do get back up, there is a sense of urgency sometimes. And sometimes there's a sense of confusion. A sense of, I don't know where I'm at. And I don't know which direction to turn. And I'm not sure if I like this feeling. I don't know if I feel anything. And sometimes after we've been knocked down, we get up and we're numb. We're frozen. We don't care. But eventually that wears off. Eventually that goes away. Eventually that takes, you know, that those little pieces fall away little by little. And sometimes we, as human beings, we like to rush things. And we like to get to point A, to point B. And, you know, sometimes we have to go, you know, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, O, P. You know what I'm saying? Just kind of bounce around a little bit. So our lives aren't very linear, per se. You know, we have all these jigs and jags and zigs and zags we take. And all those things are the things that form us and mold us and make us who we are. And that's super important. I believe, for me personally, I've learned a lot more from the jigging and jagging and the zigging and the zagging than just getting to the place that I, you know, I won. It's like a race car, you know, driving on a race car track. You know, you still have to go through the obstacle course. You still have to go through the circle, or you still have to go through the pattern of the race course. Even though you know it, and you know like the back of your hands, it only takes one little thing to throw it off kilter. A tire, a car cuts in front of you, an animal crosses your path, a bolt, you know, a piece of another car fall off. And the next thing you know, you have to adjust. And sometimes you can't adjust. Sometimes you just got to take the blow and you got to take the hit. And then after you take the hit, hopefully there's enough of you left inside of you to move you into a better place, to move you into a better spirit, and to move you into in a mindset that, you know, is just capable of moving you. But for a lot of us, when we've hit that road, when we hit that block, we're there. That block owns us for a moment. And then we stick in our stories and we stay in our stories. We stay in our little enclaves of life that we've created. Sometimes we don't even know we're stuck. That has to be a really terrible feeling, not knowing that you're even stuck. You just created such an illusion of being free that you're really not free at all. You've been in this little mask cage, this little belief system of yours that you've created in order to protect yourself from people and other things. That's got to be a weird feeling, because eventually you will wake up and eventually you will go, oh my God, what have I been doing? But I'm going to tell you something. You know, I'm 52 years old. Okay. So 20 years from now, you know, I'm like really much older. Things happen very quick. You know, I'm 52 now, and I'll be 72 later. Life doesn't wait for us. And I know I've said this in another podcast that I've done, but life waits for nobody. So if you've fallen and you want to get up, then you're going to have to find ways to move you out of the rut. I'm working on those things. I got into ruts. I fall down. I get up. Sometimes I fall down and I stay down. And sometimes I get locked in my own personal cage that I don't even know I'm in my cage. But it's so cool in here, you know, because I love it in here. Because you know what? It's make-believe. It's pretend. But you know what? It's okay. It served a purpose for that time. It served a purpose for that moment. Okay? And it served a purpose for a higher good. And that higher good, sometimes we don't understand. But once we navigate and move through it, yeah, eventually we figure out the pieces and parts. You know, they talk about time being an illusion. We create our own personal illusions, you know? You know, and sometimes those illusions are the things that, you know, that we believe to be real sometimes. They're so powerful. But like the show says today, I've fallen and I can't get up. Remember what you say to yourself too. Remember how we talk to ourselves. Self-talk is very powerful. It's probably one of the most detrimental things in human existence. It's one of the things that whatever we say to ourselves, we can hyper-focus and hyper-create from. I'm not saying you have to walk around and be a positive Danny all the time and go, oh yeah, it was a beautiful day. Sometimes you just want to be pissed off and upset and grumpy. And you know what? That's okay. It's okay to be upset and grumpy. But everything has its consequences. Everything has its reaction, its cause and effect. So remember that. If you stay grumpy, you're going to attract grumpiness. You stay grumpy, you're going to feel grumpy. If you stay grumpy, your body's going to feel grumpy. Your body's going to do things to keep you grumpy. And when you're grumpy, it doesn't feel good. And I'm not saying you can be super grumpy all the time. I don't even think you can be grumpy forever. Let me think about that. No. As much as you can't be like super happy all the time. And if you're super happy, yeah, then you also miss out on the thing, other things, other feelings and emotions. But it's better to be in alignment with yourself in a positive way than versus a negative way. Because it's just better place for ourselves, better place for our temple, better place for our spirit and our soul. So hopefully you got a little nugget somewhere within this conversation that we have, and some of you have mentioned some really important, valuable things here as I'm reading through the scrolling of the comments. Just do your best. All you can do is do your best. We can't expect more from you than what you can give. And if you can give 50%, then give 50%. You can give 10%, then give 10%. You give 100%, then give 100%. As long as you give a percentage that's positive, in a positive light, then you're moving in the right direction. Now, I encourage you to get up. When you're not feeling it, I encourage you to do things that will help you feel better about who you are and how you see the world. Because when we have more happy people in the world just seems to be a better place. We have enough grumpy people who complain about everything, everyone, every situation you can possibly imagine, every possible dynamic that doesn't fit into their belief system, and they impose it upon ourselves, you know, and then they shove it in our face. You know, sometimes in this world, what you need is to stop listening to the crap. Stop listening to all the thing. Turn off the news. Turn off the TV. Get outside. Hug a tree. Take a hike. I don't know. Some of us, you know, we buy into a lot of negativity. And that negativity just causes havoc in our lives. You know, connect with spirit. Connect with God. Connect with something that you're connected with. You have to connect with something that's much more bigger, much more powerful than you. And for those of you who don't believe in anything, well, I can't help you there. You're going to have to figure out some kind of strategy for yourself on that. But for those of you who believe on a higher source, you know, the higher source is there for a reason. The higher source is there to help us and move us through this thing we call life. And if a higher source is another human being that you can hope focus on and they get you to the place you need to be, then that's fine. That's fine. So you guys, do your best with every given moment that you're given. Every breath you have. I says, every breath you get, every breath you have is a gift. Every time we take a breath, every time we take, you know, inhale and exhale, you know, it's one more minute, one more second that we have on this planet. One more moment to share with us. One more moment to share with our families. one more moment to share with another human being. You know, we're all just human beings here trying to do our best on this planet. Some of us get in our own way, and some of us think that they know better for everybody. But you know what's best for you. You know what's going to align you with your spirit and your soul. And I encourage you to go out there and find that. If you don't know what it is, then explore. Explore. And for those of you who want to do some exploration, well, here's one for you. Tomorrow we have a drum circle downtown at Bicentennial Park. I'll tell you at a mile. You know, that's off of Main Street, I believe. Near Main Street, around there. And come join us. Come drum with us. You know, be with us. Hang out with like-minded people. Do something that's out of character. Do something that's not what you usually do. If you've never drummed before, come and drum. Come and hang out. You know, come and just do something for it. If you've never been on a hike before, then go for a hike. You know, look for different things to do. This is what's cool about life. It's short, but what we can experience in this life in that short period of time is amazing, and it's really up to us. So we can always hyper-focus on all the stuff that doesn't make us feel good and the things that people said to us and the things that people, they hurt me, blah, 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 you know, all that crap. Trump this and Trump that and Obama this and Obama that, you know. I hear it on every side. It's not just one side. It's on every side. It's on every group. Everybody has something to say about something and not agree with something. You know, the biggest thing that I do is I hang out with trees. I hang out with the bushes, the grass, the animals. And then when I come back to humanity for a moment, I'm better for it. I'm better for it because they've taught me to understand the power of patience, to stand there, to be a standing tree, to be waved in the wind, to be battered by the storm, you know, to brave the elements. You know, these are sentient beings that, you know, help us. Without them, where we can't survive. We need them more than they need us. So, fellow human beings, do your best. Enjoy the world. Enjoy the moments you have been given to you. Embrace them. I know it's not always easy, and I get it. But when we start thinking, you know, in a better frame of mind about things, we'll be okay. We'll be okay. All right, much love to everybody. Just do your best. I'll see you soon. Podcast coming up soon. And you know what, guys? Be what you need to be in that moment. Enjoy the moments, because the moments is all we have. Enjoy, you know, the people who are around you, even if they freaking trigger you sometimes. Find something good about somebody today, because I'm sure someone's looking for something good about you. And give them a reason to give them a reason to have a positive outlook about you. So many of us, we are our worst enemies, and we create our most worst scenarios because of how we, you know, portray ourselves or share ourselves to the world. So if you want your world to change, then you have to change your world, basically what it boils down to. So if you want your world to be much more enlightened, much more connected, then you have to find things that will do that. All right, guys, have a good day. Take care. Much love. We'll see you soon. Mind Biggie.